How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Beyonce said slay, Shantae, you stay. You say that's fishy.
Well, I say he's dishy.
We say that's fierce, so sing all my queers. Don't go nowhere, just prick up your ears. The Word of the Gay.
Welcome to Word of the Gay, where we aim to dissect common words in the queer lexicon with regard to their history, contemporary usage in the LGBT plus community, and in pop culture at large.
Hi everybody, I'm Lenny, and this is my fabulous co-host, Brendy.
Hello! Now you can follow the show at Word of the Gay Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and send us any word suggestions.
This week's word is actually a word suggestion.
Super!
From Instagram.
Look at people sliding into our DMs. Slippery slide.
Brendy, how was your weekend?
It was a hoot. It was very different to the usual.
Oh, really?
I didn't go out and party.
Yep.
I had a very dance-focused weekend.
Like
very dance-focused
dance weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So yep. I did an hour and a half Broadway class Friday night and then another 3 hours on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was about 4.5 hours. And I'm not going to lie, I woke up Sunday morning needing a handrail to get out of bed. And I'm dead set. I'm not even joking. Like, it was a fucking struggle.
Yep.
I woke up and it was then that I realized that I was like, okay, my 31-year-old body is not the 22-year-old dancer that I thought I was. But to be fair, I did have a hoot. Like, so while I was dancing, I was also doing, you know, a little bit of research, obviously, for tonight's words. So I was reunited with the Pussycat Dolls, I Don't Need a Man, and some of their other greatest hits. And also, one of my classes, we did Paula Abdul's song Straight Up, which is just heaven on a stick. And speaking of Straight Up and getting straight to the point, that leads us into this week's word.
It does, I suppose. It's gaydar.
So the word gaydar is a mashup of gay and radar dating back to the 80s.
And it's said to be the ability to accurately pick up someone's sexuality based on observation or intuition.
Which means it relies on stereotypes like certain mannerisms, you know, flamboyant body language, tone of voice, grooming habits.
Yeah, and even a person's occupation, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not a science because some masculine gay men don't act stereotypically gay and some heterosexual men may appear to have what is perceived as a gay lifestyle, like certain spending habits, concerns about their personal appearance, things that are stereotypically attributed to the fashionable urban gay man.
Yeah, and a number of studies have tested whether gaydar is real or just a popular myth, with varying results.
Yeah, one showed that judgments of men and women's faces for about 1/20th of a second was enough time to tell, for some people, whether a person was gay or straight. And their judgments were not any more accurate if they had more time to consider this. So the thing is that when you look at someone's face, it automatically activates particular stereotypes. And all gay people actually have a more accurate gaydar when selecting their own kind, more than straight people do anyway.
Yeah, and women have a more accurate gaydar, apparently, when they're ovulating. Because, you know, they're on heat, so they don't have time to waste.
Yes, strange but true. And other studies have found that people with particular body shapes and walking styles, similar to people of the opposite sex, are apparently more often perceived as gay. And in 2017, researchers claimed that an AI algorithm could identify sexual orientation just by reviewing a handful of online dating photos.
Creepy.
Yes.
So creepy. You know, it's funny. I always thought, like, when we talk about having a gaydar,
yep.
I always pictured it sort of like, you know, when you drive into the country and it's bushfire season and they have that, like, the bushfire radar. And it's blue.
I was thinking,
like,
no, I don't. But yes, no, I know.
It's
what you're
like blue for like nowhere even near severe, and then like raging red high for alert. Like high alert. Yep. That's how I always pictured a gaydar.
Yep. I've never had a visual.
Fucking flaming.
I mean, it's interesting talent being able to divide the world into gay and non-gay. And it does make sense, like, that a lot of it is perhaps based on stereotypes, which is just a quick way that we often use to kind of understand the world and put people in categories, mm-hmm. for better or worse. And that might be guiding a lot of maybe, you know, straight people's gaydars. But I think that when you're a non-heterosexual yourself, there's certain other clues and subtleties that you pick up on that aren't necessarily about, like, you know, the gender inversion theory, where it's like,
absolutely,
it's a man acting like a woman, it's a woman acting like a man, they've got this body shape, they're wearing these clothes. There's just other...
He uses his hands too much.
Not so much those obvious stereotypes. It can be the way they hold themselves, certain, you know, vibes, eye contact. The eye contact thing has been researched. The
eye contact's gaze. A huge thing, 100%.
And not necessarily because you're trying to pick someone up, it's just like an acknowledgement of sorts.
Yeah, there's something like
clocking someone,
reflecting on it, even like when we're in school and you'd be watching television or you'd see, you know, the gay guy a few years above you and you're like, oh my god, like, yep. Yeah, and you did. You hit those sort of stereotypes, yep. of, as you said, sort of, you know, whether it be clothing or hairstyle, the way that person walked or
The grooming
talked.
Habits, the grooming friends habits, they have.
Is he only surrounded
by women?
Even the pitch and pronunciation of his voice,
hips,
walking. I mean, I'm totally guilty. I look at, like, how they used to categorize it through those studies and whatnot, and I'm like, oh my god, I hit every single nail on the fucking
head.
You
do, yeah.
I really do.
But yeah, like, you sometimes do pick out those more obvious, and sometimes you're still wrong about it anyway. There's people that present in a less obvious or stereotypical way,
absolutely.
And you can still, you know, have a sense that maybe they're not straight. And I don't think that means that, you know, we're trying to, like, work out everyone's sexuality, but it's good to not assume that everyone's straight, just like, you know.
But sometimes I've sort of found even, you know, some guys, and not that I'm continually, like, sussing out every single person like the fucking Terminator, but just more so, like, while I'm, you know, while I was at a wedding earlier last year, I was just chatting to a guy. I thought I was the only gay in the village at this wedding.
Yep.
And just chatting away with him, it was through conversation that I was like, my God, yes. I'm talking with one of my people. I'm with my people. Shit. How long have you been here? Like,
and I suppose that's a kind of, you know, an exciting part of it sometimes for people, because it's not that you're trying to work out, you know, everyone's sexuality to gossip about it or whatever.
No.
It's just to kind of be like, oh yeah, it's one of your... Yeah, one of your peeps you have maybe a bit more in common with, not necessarily, but like, you've just already got that base of
something. You do. Yeah. You automatically hit a level where you're like, boom, we can relate to each other.
Yeah.
And conversation goes from like normalities to like, okay. But I guess along with the stereotyping, we do, whether or not it's the heterosexual world guessing who's gay, bisexual, pan, we also do it.
Yes, definitely.
I'm 100% guilty of it, but I sort of find, for me, it's less about being like, do you think he's gay? Do you think she's gay? Oh my God. And it's more so me being like, Saturday night, I don't have time to fucking waste. I'm not at a gay bar. So it's kind of like, is he, isn't he? He's giving me vibes. Maybe he's just friendly. Is it like, it's less of a let's whack a label on it. And it's more so a just, am I wasting my time flirting with him?
Yeah. Or practicality.
Not? Yeah. And personally, I find spotting a gay man
exciting.
It's great.
Out in the wild.
It's great. Out in the wild. Oh my God, look at him go in his natural habitat. But no, I find it a lot easier than, say, picking a bisexual man.
Okay,
for me. Like, when I've been out at some of my favourite local spots, like the Lame Duck, it's a very fluid place.
Yep.
So I kind of just assume everyone is... I actually generally assume, because it's fluid. I sort of just think everyone's bisexual. Or
flashback to when you hit on the lesbian.
Or straight. Yeah, or, yeah, that time that I hit on a lesbian, I just sort of like, you know, I'm like,
that's great.
Nothing's safe for me. Yeah. I just go to there to dance and then I leave. But we have absolutely like chatted with guys there that I have thought were straight and it turns out they're pansexual or they're gay or, you know, let's not lie. They're 2 years away from realizing that they're gay.
I don't think you can say that.
Look, I know I'm guilty of it.
Yes.
Of making that quick judgment.
And look, sometimes you'd be right about it. Sometimes you'd be wrong.
Absolutely.
We can't blanket that.
Absolutely. Yep. And look, it's naughty of me, but, you know.
You're naughty
guilty,
boy.
I'll put up my hand, but I'm not the first one to be guilty of it. I must admit, though, like detecting. I remember I used to ask a girlfriend. Detecting. I asked a girlfriend like 10 years ago. I was like, do you reckon you can detect me? And she was like, Brandy. She was like, someone, like, she laughed and then she just went fucking deadpan. And she was like, someone who is deaf, blind, mute, living on the moon and under a rock could fucking detect you. I was like,
that's great.
Right, calm down.
Yeah, I think this detection and gaydar, we shouldn't take it too seriously. Like, sometimes you're so wrong about it. Sometimes it's very accurate. I think as long as you're not doing it in a way that you're trying to out someone or
definitely
make them feel uncomfortable, like, that's all
not
good.
Not down with outing. That is not cool.
Some of the research isn't really founded because of, you know, the research methodology, but some of it is a bit more accurate. But I think some of it misses the point because it's showing people photos and giving them, like, a list of their interests and stuff, which is really, like, going to make you judge stuff on stereotypes.
Yeah, that's what I was...
You're not meeting a person. You're not seeing how they interact with people.
Building a relationship with them.
Yeah,
you're making a very quick judgment.
Obviously, you're going to base it on stereotypes if you look at a photo and look at their interests. And I can imagine what these sort of studies are going to put down to make you pick out who's the lesbian and who's the straight woman. Like, it's just a bit obvious. I also want to say that anyone that claims that they've got like 100% accurate gaydar is just a liar.
Yes.
Like, and it doesn't matter. I was trying to find a study that matched up with how I perceived gaydar. It kind of just grows with time, I think. The more gay people you meet, or, you know, queer experience. People you meet and experience and, you know, knowing just how you kind of are.
The little Tinkerbell bell goes off in your ear and you're like, ting, 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 ting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. An angel got its wings. But they do.
So, it's just kind of exposure.
Because, I mean, those tests, for anyone that isn't familiar with them, they were very much focused on like short audio recordings, silent videos of somebody just talking, as you said, face value, and even just quick judgments in regards to like, here's a face. Is it gay or straight? It also doesn't take into account who are bisexual or pansexual.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I think that these studies, I'm imagining they weren't done in 2019 because they're...
The 80s,
The 80s. It actually reminds me of something that Zoe Kumsmar said. I was at her comedy show recently.
Yes.
Zoe Kumsmar is like a lesbian comedian, for people that don't know. She opened for Hannah Gatsby recently, but she's been doing her own stuff for years.
Oh,
and she had
this
special film for Amazon Prime we were in the audience for, which is very exciting. But so she asked if there were any straight people in the house, which is a great joke, first of all. A few people clapped. And then she kind of went on this thing about how, you know, everyone's trying to convince everyone that straight people, we're just the same as you and like just treat us the same. But really, we're not. Like, and that's okay. You know, we deserve the same rights and opportunities and all that sort of stuff. But we don't have to be the same to be treated that way. And we have our own cultures and symbolism and signifiers and all this stuff.
Flags.
And liberation and freedom in all these different ways. You know, once we do achieve those rights, it's like we're more free. We've spoken about this before. So I think this all ties in for me into spotting people.
Yeah.
Like looking what the way someone, you know, holds themselves and just, you know, a woman that doesn't necessarily feel like she has to act more feminine. And you can just, she's not necessarily looking like a man. She's just standing or moving in a way that's just herself. Yeah. Like you're not having to play into the male gaze or, the, you know, patriarchal expectations.
Yep.
That's a way of telling.
Yeah. I think it's
I mean, I can't pick out a closeted lesbian, you know.
You! Like
Zoe Kumsmar also has another very funny joke. She says, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not a comedian. So expect the delivery to not be as great. But she says, I know you're wondering, is she from the country or is she a lesbian? Well, I'm both. and that's, you know, stereotypes.
I need to see her live.
You do.
I haven't seen her live.
I laughed so much. I had like twitching in my muscles and it was physically painful. Like it was so, for moments. Luckily it kind of, yeah.
You were taken out on a stretcher, but it was totally worth it with the sexy mask of oxygen.
Yeah, very painful laughter.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
And in this day and age, Lenny.
Yes.
In this progressive day and age that we're living in, I feel so old sometimes.
Yes.
As we become more gender fluid, gaydars are sort of becoming sort of like slightly more challenging for the older generations to work out who's who and what boxes they fit in. I still think occasionally it is important to have a gaydar, not to the negative sense of boxing people, but for your personal self, especially when you come out and you're learning who you are and whatnot and you're meeting new friends and whatnot, just to be able to have that important aspect of, I guess, support and having that gaydar, you know, could lead to romance, it could lead to sexual partners, building a community.
But it's also, I know we're always talking about this progressive age, but it's actually very far from achieving that post-gender, post-sexuality society. I mean, I don't know. At some point, I'm sure, who knows if it's even fully like attainable.
Where I was coming from was in the sense that in schools these days, like with my two nephews, they are going to see a lot more same-sex parents. So yes, they may see, you know, they'll have friends that have got two dads or two mums or intersex parents and whatnot. So, you know, when they have kids and so forth and so on, I think it's going to
slowly progress. It is progressing. Yeah, I just think it's
not like a boom, 2019, done everybody. Like, I think in 100 years' time, it's going to be completely different.
If the world still exists.
Well, yeah, if it still exists. As long as I'm not around for it.
I don't want to be here either.
Environmentally, that is. The way that it's going.
You do want to be here for the gender revolution,
absolutely,
but not for the state of the planet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm having my ashes spread around the Peel courtyard.
What? You'll be here. In spirit.
In spirit. In Collingwood.
I would say that we are both very comfortable with our sexuality, and we wouldn't mind if someone assumed you were gay.
I'd be probably horrified if they assumed I was straight. And also like, you fucking kidding me, really?
Yeah.
So to answer that politely, yes, Lenny, yes, I am comfortable, much like yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, some people strive to be gay and visible, and then others just want to fit in, be normal, in you know, quotation marks, be a bit more invisible, even if not closeted, but just, you know, and just assimilate into straight culture. And I mean, I feel like I've got a pretty heterosexual life. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything crazy. Yeah, I can understand why people strive to more have that maybe lifestyle because they've had hardships and just really want it. Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that though, because Jimmy and I were at a bar one day and we were just sort of chatting away and some girl had sort of hit on him and we'd literally only recently been discussing the fact of like, do you think women look at us and check us out and like, oh yeah, handsome guy? Or they look at us and be like, yes, he's handsome, but raging homo.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like, well, Jimmy, I think one leads to you and one leads to me, but it's just,
which is which.
However, when I went and visited my mother in hospital, hospital a few months ago. She rang me like a few days later because her nurse came into the bedroom to change her dressing wounds and whatnot. A few days later, Mum rings me and she's like, "Oh, Geraldine, the nurse thought you were very handsome." I was like, "Did she realise that?" She'll like, "I'll take the compliment, Mum." I was like, "But she knows, right? Like, surely she knows."
No, not always.
And Mum was like, "I don't think she did." I was like, "Oh."
Of course people sometimes think you're straight.
I was sitting there with my legs crossed, my big CC Babcock coat on, eating my mother's dinner because she was preppy. Kind of half. Yeah, maybe I did.
Like one of those preppy elitist sort of, maybe had that vibe.
That vibe.
Yeah. a rich boy vibe.
And look, it was a Catholic hospital and I wasn't on fire. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. And it goes the opposite way. If you're straight and someone assumes you're gay, like why would you be offended by it? It's not a big deal, especially if you're someone who's comfortable and, you know, expresses themselves in the way they want.
Oh, some guys love it.
Yeah, they should.
Absolutely take it as a
compliment. Some love it too much.
Yeah.
The sort that kind of love the attention of gay, like they want to flirt, but really are they just...
Ego?
Well, is it ego or is it like something else, like that they're in the closet? But it's like the men that really...
2 years away.
Yeah. They really play into that, "Oh, I go to gay clubs and, you know, the guys think I'm so hot and check me out." And it's like, I didn't think that when I go into a straight club. And no. I know that people don't always think that when they go into a gay club. So, yeah. That's not really what it's about. Yeah, that's not why you...
And you know, why are you there?
Yeah. By yourself.
Why are you there with no
at 3 in the morning. Yeah.
With your pants around your ankles.
Just for the attention. Oh, this is a breezy show.
Speaking of pants around their ankles, when we were growing up, you know, there were lots of different celebrities on television, movies, shock horror.
Yes.
That, you know, a lot of our gaydars kind of went off for.
Yeah.
Once in a while. And, you know, occasionally we too, even being the professional gays that we are, you and I, occasionally we were wrong.
Yes. Yeah. I've been wrong on a few occasions. I've been right on a few occasions as well.
Who did you think?
Well, this isn't when I was growing up, but Darren Criss from Glee, just because he's played so many gay characters back to back, and he makes
he just makes a really nice gay boyfriend.
Man, yeah, and a beautiful gay serial killer.
He
did come out when he won his last award for American Crime Story, Versace, that he isn't going to play any more gay characters.
Right.
The thing with majority actors, people in majorities taking roles away from minorities, I think it is good to make an effort when there's actors available to play roles. And look, with gay characters, I don't think it's as big of a deal. And I think the issue is more that there's not many gay people out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And it is also the same issue with there's not many superstars that aren't white as well. It's like just a problem in the industry. I definitely don't endorse the idea of people from one race playing some of, you know, a white person playing some of a completely different race. Like, it's not necessary.
No.
But I think sometimes people really do blow up, like when Scarlett Johansson was going to play that butch lesbian. Look, Scarlett Johansson said a lot of stupid things and she does tend to get these. She also played like an Asian character as well, which is not great. She's not really trying to be informed on these things. But I think when she was going to play that actress, it's like, why not put a famous celebrity in that role and give exposure to this story? Yeah. Like, I didn't have any problem that, you know, Charlize Theron played, what's her name? Fucking Aileen Wuornos, the serial killer.
Yeah.
There is a problem, but I don't think that every time there's a gay character now in something, we've got, like, they can't be a straight actor because acting is acting. Gay is one thing. It's a bit more accepted. Problem, there's still not that many out gay actors in the industry, but I do get it with like trans characters. But also you've got to actually have the actors there, like and you're not gonna make it whatever $50 million, I don't know how much films cost, $50 million film and put a nobody actor in it. Like, you've got to put the people that, like,
a name that brings bums in scenes.
Yes, we can't get angry every time this happens, but there are times when it is insensitive and not right. What's your next one?
No, I completely agree with you, Lily. Yeah. But look, I'm guilty of thinking Robin Williams.
Me too.
And that
I
was
always
just,
thought he was gay until always. I found he had children, which he could still have been gay, but not back then,
just
probably.
Such a theatrical, flamboyant comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. I also thought, obviously, Eric McCormick from Will and Grace, just because it was a man. in the 90s playing a gay character on TV.
Yep, that makes sense.
I also had Freddie Prinze Jr. just because he was delicious and he had just, you know, gay face.
Yep.
Yeah. Gay face being pretty face.
Yep.
Two others that I had, Pink.
Oh, yeah.
Singer Pink. Yeah, yeah, when she came out in like 2000, 2001.
Not
came out, but like
was on the scene.
Hit the scene as a musician.
Not the gay
scene. She had the short hair. Yep. She was wearing pants.
Yep.
She was a little bit butch.
Yep.
Bit of a tomboy, that kind of thing. And yeah, I just assumed as a teenager, I was like, oh, she's going to be a lesbian.
Yep.
And not.
No. Very straight.
And also another one that I thought, Calista Flockhart from Ally McBeal, because she had an Ally McBeal lesbian kiss.
Oh, so you forgot a bit. Like, yeah.
But Lenny, I have to say.
Yes.
From an early age of the ripe age of 18, when I, just finished school, I'd come out. The first guy that I sort of came in contact with that I thought was gay was this guy called Luke. And he was working at Just Jeans. And I nicknamed him because I was so infatuated with him. I nicknamed him Just Jeans Luke. And that's how he was known to all of my friends. Just Jeans Luke. I'd go in there. I'd buy my jeans. We'd chat away, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he invited me out. We bumped into each other at room 680 in Hawthorne, whatever else. And I introduced him to a few friends. Incredibly fucking handsome, and I was convinced. I was like, this guy's got to be gay. Like, he's giving me eyes. I'm introduced him to a few of my girlfriends, a few of my other friends, and they're all just like, no, he's not. No fucking way. Like, yada, yada, yada. You're gay, does totally off-brandy. And I didn't have any gay friends at that time.
Yep.
So I was just like, oh my God, the meter's going off, but why isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
You needed like confirmation
I needed confirmation. Anyway. A year after that, I get taken to my first gay bar, as we've heard about these stories a number of times.
Yep.
When I walked into the main dance floor and I'd already downed my three double Smirnoffs with raspberry in them because I needed the courage. I've walked in, we're having a bit of a dance, and I turn around and I look over, and there on the podium is Just Jeans Luke, loving himself sick. And I was just like, I've pointed, he's pointed. I was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, the same reason you're here. I was like, I knew it! And from then, I have never questioned my gaydar. And like the end of a subscription to your gaydar account, we too have come to the end of today's episode.
Don't forget to follow the show at Word of the Gay Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And send us through any word suggestions.
Any at all.
Yes, we'd love to hear them and we will definitely do them. And thanks to Erica for sending that word through.
Lenny, as always, it's been a fucking hoot.
Yes, it has.
Oh, God. Oh, speaking of fuck, I nearly forgot.
Oh.
Beyonce said slay.
Shante, you stay. So fuck, I fucked it up. You say that's fishy.
Well, I say Zac Efron's dishy.
We say that's fierce.
So single my queers, don't go nowhere.
Just prick up. I'm trying to not sing it. Just prick up your ears. We're word of the gay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.